With inspirational singing to close the ceremony just before the lighting of High Falls at the Pontarend Bridge, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren and city and state representatives looked back and looked ahead to what is next for the city and its people. The High Falls have not been lit up for a few years now, partly because of budget issues, but State Senator Joe Robach helped secure $250,000 to improve the lighting for the falls, as well as do some work on trails in the area. Warren talked about the injustices that led to the 1964 riots, but she also wanted to look at the challenges that still lie ahead.
The relighting of the falls is symbolic of the hope we have for the future. The rebirth of Rochester that began 50 years ago on Joseph Avenue, not too far from here.
Assemblyman David Gant, who is 23 years old and lived near the area where the 64 riots broke out, called on Rochesterians to continue to talk to each other and try to understand each other's point of view. He says that is vital if the community is to change for the better. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.